Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and Wednesdays are our favorite day. If I'm being honest, I'm still on cloud nine from my Gymshark Houston event. So if you don't know, I reached one of my major milestones and goals to have my very own Gymshark event. Normally when I go to these events, it's for someone else or it's just for Gymshark in general, and I get to show up as an athlete and meet a lot of people, and it's absolutely fantastic. Honestly, it's unreal no matter what, but this one was solely for me, and it was to celebrate my Gymshark 66 journey, which, if you don't know, the Gymshark 66 challenge is something that Gymshark does every single year where they say it takes 66 days to form a habit. So at the beginning of the year, they say, what's a goal that you want to work on? And this year it was dream small. So they wanted small baby steps to help you get to your goal. So for example, mine was, I wanted to get to 5 pull-ups, but my small steps that I said is I'm working back, and once a week I'm doing a pull-up test. I am going to just challenge myself to say, how many can I do? Where am I at? And how can I keep going? Because we all know, in order to get better at something, we have to continuously practice it. And I feel like for me, pull-ups just was something I always wanted to do. And I'd practice, I don't know, maybe once a month, maybe, you know, twice a month, I would just give it a go, but not intentionally set out to improve that. And since I did that at the beginning of the year, my pull-ups went from assisted to unassisted. I could do 7, and my goal was 5. It was absolutely insane. So this event was so extremely just fulfilling and exciting for me. Like the fact that I got my 5 pull-ups, which was a huge goal for me, and then being able to do that with everybody. And I ended up hitting 6 at the first session and 7 at the second, and just meeting so many of you. There were so many people that came. We ran out of Gymshark. Like, we were not expecting that many people. It completely blew me away. It's something that forever I'm going to hold in my heart, and it is just so special to me to be able to meet so many of you, hug you, squeeze you, chat, and even have a tiny, tiny, tiny mini podcast episode with you all who were able to go to the event. Because the first event I did with Beam, I really wanted to do a Q&A. That way I can just connect with you guys more and be able to chat one-on-one in a sense more, instead of just going through the workout and then, you know, meeting and greeting for 2 seconds. It's nice because we had a couple of hours together, and going through the workout, you guys, I felt so close to you because I was helping so many of you out and helping get assisted pull-ups, and like, we just had so much fun. I sincerely, it has made my entire life, and that is definitely something that I will always, always reflect on for such a highlight for me. So thank you so much for every single person who came out. Massive thanks to Gymshark for choosing me to be able to host an event and just helping me have all of my dreams come true. I cannot thank Gymshark, and I cannot thank you enough for even being here. I do want to also note that Gymshark has now finally provided us codes, where usually if you wanted to support me through Gymshark, you'd have to shop through a link, which was really hard in a roundabout way. And it, like, who's going to do that? Honestly, like, go to my profile, click my bio, go through the link and shop. No, we're all just going to pull up our phones and go to gymshark.com. So now the fact that you can use code Brit at checkout, not only is that also A, it's going to help you because it saves you 10% off every single time you shop, but B, going to help me, which is massive. So we have discount codes for you. I'm just so excited. And I feel like this year's just going to be awesome. I'm feeling very hopeful. Even though there are some good, some bad days, I just am feeling a lot of hope and a lot of optimism for what this year is going to bring. And that brings us into the word of the week, which is optimism. So we're going to try to find the good in each day. And the actual definition of optimism is hopefulness and confidence about the future or success of an outcome of something. And I just feel like that is 100% what resonates with me right now. And that is the focus I want to have throughout this week, and challenge you to also, even if you're having a hard time, have that optimism, have that hopefulness that maybe tomorrow can be a better day, next week can be a better day, that dream job you want to get, finishing school on a high note, whatever that is coming your way. And let's hope for that. Let's have our eyes focused on that and have that just excitement coming. And speaking of excitement, I cannot wait to have you guys listen to today's podcast episode. Before I give an introduction of it, let me do a very quick review of the podcast. Again, if you guys are reviewing and rating the podcast, I can't thank you enough. Like, you guys are the best. You are freaking rock stars for going out of your way to helping other people enjoy and listen to this podcast. And they make Darian and I's night every time. I swear, he still screenshots them, sends them to me. And it's so amazing. So I'm actually going to read the most recent one. It's from Anna D. It says, "Hi, Britt and Darian. I've been following Brittany since 2019 and always loved her page. When this podcast began, I was already a huge fan. Brittany comes to us with the facts only and makes the fitness space seem not so intimidating. She always reminds us that we all start somewhere, and I can carry that with me every day while on my journey. She's so inspiring, and I look forward to each Wednesday. Who doesn't? This podcast is different from the rest by far. Give it a listen, and you won't regret it. P.S. I have both colors of the Let's Lift crew. Please make more colors. Maybe lavender. Love you guys." Oh, more merch? Let's do it. I actually have a new design coming to my website, and another one is being made right now. So new merch is coming, and yeah, let me look up new ways that I can get more colors. I don't know why I haven't thought of that. So let's do it. I'm here for it. Thank you so much for your review. Thank you everyone for rating, reviewing, and even listening to this podcast. You guys are the absolute best. Hope you have the best week. And to even fill us with more positivity is today's official double date. So Darian is on this podcast, you guys. We cannot wait. It is a double date with me, Darian, Bryn, and Lucas. And it's really funny because you probably know Bryn Joyner from Instagram. I asked her because I've met her at a couple of the Whitney Simmons events. I was like, "Hey, do you want to do a podcast together? And actually, do you think it'd be fun to have our husbands on and kind of do, you know, a couples fitness, you know, business podcast episode?" And thankfully, Lucas agreed to do this, and so did Darian. So this is Darian and I's first official online double date. It is honestly so much fun though. Like, you'll hear us talk about it. Bryn and Lucas have such a joy, happiness, and light about them. I just wanted their positivity on this podcast and to share their message with you all because I love everything that they stand for. I think that they are just such a cute couple and just always trying to live their happiest and healthiest life. I love to learn about how other people balance it. How do they balance being in business together, being in social media, but also fostering their relationship and keeping everything as balanced as you can get, because nothing is ever fully balanced. But how do they juggle it all? And so it's really fun to have this fun chit chat. Lucas and Darian definitely hit it off, and they're definitely besties now. So honestly, I can't thank them enough for being on this podcast. I cannot wait for you to listen to it. So without further ado, let's welcome Bryn and Lucas and Darian to the podcast. Yay, we're going to welcome Bryn and Lucas to the podcast. And today I have Darian with me. So we're doing a couples chit chat. Let's go. The energy.
It's a double date. It actually is like a virtual double date. I love it.
The virtual double date, actually. When she told me, she was like, "Can you be on it? Darian's going to be on it." I was like, "Let's go." I've listened to one with you on there, and I was like, I can vibe. Let's hang.
Yeah. This is the first double date we've been on since having Vinny, where we haven't needed a babysitter.
Oh, what an honor.
I could get used to this.
Yeah, for sure. This is actually our first time ever doing a podcast with both of us on it too. So yeah. I'm very excited for it.
Look at that. It's a first for everyone. This is fantastic.
I love it.
You said you've listened to an episode before, Lucas?
Yep. I've listened to a few. We had a long trip from LA to Florida when we moved. So that was a big time period of a lot of podcasts. And then my family lives in Atlanta, so we're always going back and forth. So it's like a 5-6 hour drive. So we're always throwing a bunch of podcasts. We love it.
I'm a big podcast girl. He used to be a music boy. And as soon as we got married, I was like, no, car rides means podcast, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It makes it go so much faster, doesn't it?
It does. You kind of zone out and you're like, I don't remember where the time went. I just listened to a few podcasts and I'm good.
And I feel like you're just multitasking by learning something while you're going a different place. Like, you feel refreshed and you feel like you've got something done in that whatever hour, 2 hours you were driving. It's awesome.
100%. So you guys moved from California to Florida. How recent was that? And what made you leave the Holy Land of California? I love California, but Florida looks amazing. All of your pictures and everything. I'm like, I want to move to Florida now.
Yes, we love it. So we actually lived in Atlanta first. We've moved a lot since getting married. So we lived in Atlanta. We did the cross-country road trip to LA.
One time.
Yeah.
And then we did it again.
And then we were there for a year and then did it again back to Florida. So we've made it two times. LA was amazing for, I would say, the first 6 months. And then it got really, really crazy for us. We were there like right in the middle of COVID when it sparked back up again, and just the craziness of crime and a lot of factors that went into it just made it kind of rough towards the tail end of it. But I would say it's good to experience it for some part. Like the 6 months that we were there, for the first 6 months, was truly amazing. It was great to make connections and do stuff for business and all of that. But after a while, we were kind of like, we want to go back to our chill lifestyle at the beach. So we just want that again. So we're back in Florida now.
We've literally been here for like exactly a year. I think it was in like a year will be a week, I believe. So we took the trip a year ago and we've been here ever since. So.
Are you guys liking it now in Florida then?
Yes.
We love it. I think for me, I've grown up in one spot just south of Atlanta my whole life. Went to school in Atlanta, went to college there. And then when I met Brinley, she was like, her little background on her, she was from a military family and traveled all over the place.
You were too? No way.
So I met her. She's like, I've been to 20 countries. And I'm like, dang, like I've only been to two. She's like, I want to like travel and do a bunch of things. So she definitely pushed me out of my comfort zone.
In there a little
bit. So
I grew up moving every 2 years. So I was never in one place for a long time at all. And then when we got married, it was weird to figure that out at first, but he was so great in the way that he was just like, you know what, let's do it. Let's send it. So we've been moving a lot ever since. We just got back from Hawaii. We were there for 3 months too. So I feel like right now we're in our era of like figuring out where we really like and where we want to be. And I think Florida will always be kind of a home base for us, but I don't know. We're so open to really wherever. We just love traveling and going to new places.
I think our trip to California just made me become a little more, I used to be a city boy for sure. And then I kind of became a chill kind of beach. Like I love being outside and the ocean and hot weather and everything. So she's kind of swapped me on that. So I think that's where like we love California and we love Florida, just being that close to water and the ocean. And then just 90% of the year is warm. So it's awesome.
Yeah,
that is so cool. You guys are always traveling. I remember we tried to do a podcast a while ago, Brynn, and you're like, I'm going to Hawaii. I'm like, have so much fun. So jealous. So awesome. I feel like we're kind of the same. I've made Darian move a lot because my dad was in the army. So I'm just used to like a little bit unsettled, right? Like, oh, let's go. New adventure, new things.
Much, much less tropical. We're like, Minnesota, Idaho, Arizona, Michigan.
Arizona seems really cool. Did you guys like Arizona?
Yeah,
it's a beautiful place.
Hot, and no beach. Hot. So it's like, why are you hot with no ocean? You know.
how long were you guys there?
2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
And I grew up there, so when we were having Vinny, I think it was nice to just be by family.
Yeah.
That was one thing for us too, because her side and my side are on the East Coast. So when we went to the West Coast, it was like a huge jump. It was really hard for my family because I'd never been outside of a 2 hour radius probably. So that was like, that was one of our, not our like disagreements, but it was like, yo, this is a big commitment. Like are you sure?
We had to figure out for sure.
Yeah. Cause that was hard for me and hard to like imagine just being, I mean, whatever hours, 30 something hours drive and then flying is 4 or 5 hours and $1,000 or whatever. So that was difficult. And then now coming back to Florida has been nice to have my family come down on weekends or Memorial Day, all those, July 4th. So it's been fun. It's nice. We still have that like traveling itch, but it is cool to, and we're super grateful to still see family pretty often now being on the East Coast.
Well, that's awesome. Guys, give yourself a little introduction. If people don't know you, we jumped right in. I'm like, we have so much to chat about, but give everyone a small introduction, who you are, what you do. I feel like we've already chatted a lot about it, but
yeah. Okay. Well, I'm Brinley. I'm 24, but I'm about to turn 25 in like 2 weeks. So it's my birthday month. but whenever I introduce myself, I say this all the time on podcasts and stuff, but I am always in different seasons, I feel like. So it's always a different introduction each time. But right now, I would mostly introduce myself as an entrepreneur because we're in the midst of like starting a company right now. And that's like my heaviest focus. But I also do social media full time. And then me and Brittany are also on the same training app. So I post workouts and stuff there too. So in terms of what I do, it's always something different, but right now it's mainly focused on our company. But other than that, I mean, I'm just a girl trying to live healthy and happy and do all the things in social media wise too.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Back that up. Really, my name's Lucas, her husband. And really just number one would just be entrepreneur. Started a business really early in college. And then I played soccer in college. And then just really passionate about health and fitness and training and becoming my best self and also just helping other people do that and find that. Went through a phase of personal training and training classes just because I just love being around it. So I guess my title would be an entrepreneur, but I went to school for exercise science and I just love the fitness and health world and just kind of diving into it and learning about it and just researching and all that good stuff. And obviously I'm a TikToker now.
TikTok baby.
Really pulled me into being a TikTok king. So yeah.
Oh yeah. You heard it here first. TikTok king, Lucas Joy. Darian, yeah. I've seen you on TikTok quite a bit too. I've seen some cool stuff.
I'll make a couple appearances. Yeah. Guys, I don't have social media like that though.
Yeah.
As soon as I got into grad school, I kind of deleted everything so I could
dial in,
focus. And then I get enough social media through her, so it works.
Yeah,
that's where I was when we first met. She was tugging me in, like, "Will you be in this TikTok? Let's make this YouTube video."
It's so fun.
It's funny how it all started because I was like completely outside of it, and she was completely in it. And so she pulled me in and was like, "I want to start doing this and taking it more serious." And I was like, "Okay, like, it sounds fun and cool, but I don't know if that's me. Like, I've never done that before, so." It's really funny how it just slowly like scaled to be something where now we do it kind of full time. Mm-hmm. It's funny because I was not expecting that. Asked me 3-4 years ago if I was gonna be on TikTok and making YouTube videos and stuff. No way.
Well, what did you say is your favorite platform?
Probably YouTube. I just like being. I'm not the best at it, like videoing myself and everything. You do a lot better job at making me video myself, but I just love how open you can be and there's not any kind of really staged presence. You're just kind of take the camera and just do what you're doing anyways. So it's a lot harder though. I feel like it's more fun, but it's a lot harder to like chop it up and edit it and all that good stuff.
Well, you're killing it on social media, man. I did a little like Instagram stalking and I was like, dude, this guy was good. Okay. And you met Nick Bear and I've got a little man crush on him, but it's always, I was kind of jealous.
No, that was dope. He took us through Doug and I through a crazy workout. Yeah. He's a strong dude and that was in his marathon stage. So he probably wasn't even like the strongest he's ever been. So
guys,
That's so cool. Yeah. You guys both are killing it. I'd love to hear more. Tell us about your companies, entrepreneur life. I even want to talk about how you manage that as a couple. And was that something you were interested in before you met each other?
Yeah. I'll kind of start because I started He Would Love First, a Christian clothing company, e-commerce, clothing, bracelets, you know, all apparel, hat, shout out. So I started that in college with my roommate. I was playing soccer at the time. And then we just kind of launched that and had a mission to just spread love into the world. And we kind of launched it with bracelets and we were in Atlanta and it's a crazy city, a lot going on. And there was a lot of like hate preachers on the streets telling you you're going to hell, all that good stuff and or not good stuff, bad stuff, but just a lot of judgment. And we were like, yo, let's just see if we can pour into these people and spread a little love. And so we started the company and that was before I even met Brinley. And at that time, it was really just to have fun and, you know, just spread some positivity in the world and just help some people. And we were still playing at the time. So that was like my sophomore year in college. And then junior, senior, we just kind of like, we're messing around with it, having fun. And then once I got out, it was like, we need to take this a little more serious. And so I kind of like had a athletic, like competitive side in me already. And then the entrepreneur became more serious and like, let's take business a little more serious. And then Brinley's always been just like a savage businesswoman. I have no idea. Like, I don't know. I can't really explain it. So I was already kind of doing my thing. And then I met her. And so like, we just had this weird connection on business, but also like just enjoyment of life and then also fitness. So it was like this weird collide of like commonalities. Like we just had so many things we were passionate about that were the same. And she was also like had this entrepreneur side to her. And so I think from the beginning, we were like hustling random like tie-dye shirts and like wanting to do activewear. We had an activewear brand for what, like 6 months or something.
Yeah, we went through so many random ideas that we tried to start businesses before we arrived at the one we're doing right now. Like, I think we should write a book someday of all the little tiny failed attempts and like funny things that we went through until we got to like the point we are at right now. But going back to what he said with calling me a savage businesswoman, thank you, first off, what a compliment. But I think what he's talking about, like growing up, I didn't have a ton of money and my dad always taught me to be a super hard worker and just like go ham at whatever you do. So whether that was selling snow cones, which was my first job, I sold snow cones at the beach. And then I worked at an acai bowl shop. Like I went through so many random jobs and just was always like a hustler in the small little things. And then I think when I met Lucas, he was able to like bring more vision and clarity to like my hustle side in me and actually put logistics behind it and like make the ideas make sense. So as soon as he gave me clarity and vision, I was able to just like work really hard with his idea. So I feel like it was just this perfect team that came together so well with that. And I think it's really cool looking at the ways like he complements the things that I lack and I compliment maybe the things that he lacks too. So it's a really cool connection on the business side as well.
That's so inspiring. I love hearing that. I love hearing that you guys work together. And really, you have all the passion and drive behind it. And Lucas, you got some good ideas. And together, it just works.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I would love to hear all of your failed attempts.
a lot of mess ups, but it was fun along the way. We also, when we started dating, and then COVID hit. And so we were kind of like, had nothing to do. So we were like, let's just like mess around. Let's try this drop shipping thing everyone's doing. Let's try like selling tie-dye shirts and shipping them and put something on a t-shirt and try to sell it.
We were at my mom's house. We handmade like 60 tie-dye shirts and sold them through my Instagram during COVID.
We were so bored. We were like, let's just like do something that'll actually make us some money or something beneficial. So we just started hand tie-dyeing shirts and then selling them on our Instagram. That was the weird timing of our relationship. Was like, we were down at her dad's house. We were bored because there wasn't really too much to do. So we just kind of like started playing around and then we figured out like, hey, we both enjoy business and building and having fun doing it. And that slowly led to a couple different things and then led to Kaizos. And I don't know, we just have so much fun pouring our passions into something that you can put a ton of effort into and build. And that's just kind of led one step after another, just led to multiple different things.
Yeah.
I think last side note on that too, I think what's really cool about Lucas, and I feel like we connect really well on this, is that when we're all the little failed attempts that we were talking about, it was always about creating something. And it was always about actually working hard and making something that would like, I don't know, bring joy or bring some value to someone. So it was never like I was really attracted to him in the way that it was never about actually making money. It was about making something that was worth something and making something valuable and being creative and doing those things. Cause I think it's so easy to just, you know, throw up random products to make a quick buck, but it was always so much more than just the money. It was like the process of it, which was really cool.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun creative process. Like you're hand tie-dyeing shirts. You're like, let's do it. Let's have a fun activity. Let's get crafty and let's do it.
We got a little tan on. It was fun.
Yeah.
And I think I love that, Lucas, you built your business around positivity, you know, around God, around that like spirituality. And I think I'm a firm believer that if you put good out into the world, you know, it always comes back to you. So it sounds like, and you guys just have such a light. I love listening to you. So it sounds like that's what's happening to you, you know? You're putting good first and then it just comes back.
Mm-hmm. That means more than you know. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
No, it was fun. That was just kind of the root of all of it was, I mean, that's our whole life is kind of just, I don't know. We're on this earth for a short amount of time. And if you can do good, there's no reason not to. So that, I don't know, maybe it's not, I don't know, not everyone's mentality, but I just feel like why not do good in the world? Like, I don't understand the other side of it, like purposely doing bad. I don't understand that. So yeah, we just always try to kind of root that in everything we do. It's just putting joy and goodness, never a negative route, like taking the negative route to come on top or anything. We just would rather, you know, start with the positivity and then keep it there.
Yeah, okay. It definitely shines through. I'd love to hear about your new business though. How do you pronounce it? Is it Kaizos?
Kaizos, you got it.
Okay, yeah. Tell us about how you landed on that, the whole process.
Yeah.
Well, first we need to start by the name. And I'll let Brinley do that because she's the one that thought of the name. So
okay. So it was originally supposed to be Kaizen, which means continuous improvement, 1% better every day. And we went through the process of trying to get it trademarked and everything and ran into a few speed bumps. So we decided to switch the name, but we really loved the concept behind that name. So we thought, how can we still keep a part of that, but also tweak it to make it a little bit different? And so we took Kaizen and Ethos, which is Ethos is a community of like-minded people, the same guiding beliefs and morals. So basically the word means a community of people with the same morals and guidelines, just trying to become 1% better every day in the small ways, trying to strive for continuous improvement.
She came to me, she was on she was on a drive, like a road trip back from the gym or something. And she got home and she was like, cause we were kind of upset and like, do we keep going? Or like, what do we do? Cause we had some things in the process, but we were like, we just love Kaizen. Cause it was that like a philosophy that we like, we're like, this is it. It's literally continuous improvement, 1%. And when we found out we couldn't do it, it was like, do we still want to like keep going with this? And so she came in the door and was like, I got it. Kaizen Ethos, Kaizos. And I was like, wow, you got it. Okay. And then so we were like super happy. But
so we knew whatever type of company we started, we wanted it to not just be a product, a physical product or something that we were selling, but it was a community and a foundation behind it. So we started the company, not even totally sure what product we were going to be doing, but just the fact that we could build a community that wanted to get on Instagram and follow workouts and follow fun recipes and come together and do community walks and runs and all that type of stuff. So that's where the foundation started. And we started on Instagram, just sharing recipes and everything like that. And then we decided our first product would be healthy hot cocoa. So it is something, it's very like niche and specific. We decided to run with it because I have the biggest sweet tooth in the world. Like every single night I have to have some type of dessert or ice cream, cookies, all of that. I love my sweets. And I just thought it would be so cool to create a sweet that actually benefited your body at the same time. I looked at Whole Foods and all these places and I was like, why isn't there a dessert that has some type of supplement in it, like magnesium or I don't know, something really good in it that's good for your body, good for your mind. And I just didn't see anything that stood out to me that had that stuff. So I started mixing cacao and random stuff into my hot chocolate at night. And I would put magnesium, I'd put sometimes probiotics, I'd put collagen, a bunch of supplements that I took on a day-to-day basis, but mixed it into my hot cocoa. And I posted it on my story a few times and would get just random DMs asking for the recipe. And after like 10 DMs, I was like, why don't we just create this product? So many people want to know what's in it and want to try to make it themselves, but we could just make the powder for them and sell it in a tub. Like, why don't we? And so we played around with the idea, got the formula perfect, and eventually arrived at Kaizos Cocoa Mix. So that's what the product is now. It's our first one. And it is hot cocoa mix, but it can be for baking or smoothies or other stuff too. You can pretty much mix it into whatever.
Basically it's a sleepy time cocoa mix that like, it's like core entity of the reason for it is kind of help you sleep, but it has a bunch of other overall health benefiting ingredients, ashwagandha, reishi, GABA, there's collagen, there's 20 ingredients that are all beneficial. And then you just have the chocolate and stevia. So went from like, let's just make something that'll help you relax, help you sleep, taste good, that she makes it into cookies and milkshakes and everything crazy that actually will help you benefit you and help you sleep without having, you know, some of the melatonin or any of those kind of things that might, or some people have, you know, bad effects, bad dreams, sluggish when they wake up, and no sugar in it. So that's kind of where we went, and we tried it, we loved it, and then we were like, we have to come out with this. And the packaging and all that was stuff we just wanted to be unique. You know, there's a lot of supplement companies out there, and like, or just any kind of products in general. And we're like, we just want to be different, like just something that's niche, not just drop a protein, not just drop a pre-workout or something, and just have like something little different, cool that we can.
Weird.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Well, that's genius, because you take something that's like part of your routine. So you like dessert every night, Bryn, and Brittany's the same way.
Oh, so yeah,
you're
100%. Yeah.
Now you get something that's part of your routine, but it makes you feel good. And it kind of curbs that sweet tooth too. So it's like you get.
Yep.
We'll
go through the day. Send you guys a tub for sure. I can't believe I haven't sent you one yet.
Oh, well, no, let us get it.
Oh, no, absolutely not. We'll send you after the podcast. But it is great that you say that. I genuinely go throughout my day excited for a cup at night. Like, I used to be like, what kind of ice cream am I having? But now I'm just excited to have a cup of cocoa. It's amazing.
We've had some reviews of people being like, I can't wait to sleep now. Like, I just can't wait for the night to come. Like, after dinner, they're thinking about like having a cup of cocoa and watching Netflix. We're like, that's awesome. Yeah. Awesome to hear.
Health shouldn't be miserable, man. Yeah.
There's ways for it not to be. I mean, I don't think people understand that fully.
Yeah. I think it's cool too, because you can take something as simple as a cup of hot cocoa and make people ask questions about health, because it's like, why would you put magnesium in it? Why would you put digestive enzymes in it? And it gets their brains thinking of, I don't know, just things about your everyday health and how you can benefit your body, whether it's with that cocoa or not. It gets their heads turning for like supplements and true health from within. So I think it's cool.
I'm all about it. I'm so excited, and I think that that's absolutely genius, and also the packaging is so cute and adorable. So
thank you.
Brindley's eye.
All right, speaking of routines, what does an average day look like for you guys? You're obviously very busy, but what does it look like?
Yeah, I'll take it first. So
let me brief you. This guy is crazy about his routine.
That's what I'm trying to
I love it. Okay, I want to hear it. I love routines, so.
Right. I do too. Like, give me all the specifics.
Yeah.
We can go there. I was kind of thinking, like, how much detail do I go in
what
right now?
What toothpaste do you use? I'm just kidding.
Yes.
No, so my routine for, like, 90% of the time is the same. Sometimes it does get shifted with meetings and work and stuff like that, but I'm a big morning person, and I have like things that just, if they don't go right, which is a bad thing, sometimes I switch it up just so I can kind of like change my mind on this, because sometimes I get put in a bad mood because I didn't do this or this. But yeah, so mornings are big for me. Immediately shower, brush my teeth, all of that good stuff. I have to come out ready to go, feeling fresh. Straight to water. I drink probably 20 ounces of water before anything else. I can have my coffee about an hour after waking up, which I put collagen, honey, MCT oil. And so that cup of coffee is about, sorry, I'm getting really in detail, 300 to 400 calories in that cup of coffee. And so that will put me to my workout, maybe like a banana during working out. And so from that, I go into the gym. Sometimes I'll sit, if I know it's going to be a busy day, sometimes I'll sit at my desk while I'm drinking the coffee and kind of map out the day, schedule it. If I have calls, just make sure I know what's going on the day before I just jump in the gym. Because for me, the worst thing ever is like having to leave the gym early or running from the gym to a phone call. And so I'll kind of like see my schedule at a glance. I don't want to get in too much work beforehand, but I'll see it at a glance. And then I work out for an hour and a half to 2 hours. And I have this in like my notes as I time block all of it. So I work out from 7:30 to 9:30, and then 9:30 is I have my smoothie. 9:30 to 10:30 is like, or 9:30 to 10 is where I kind of have the smoothie and just kind of sit for a second, just kind of calm down. And then 10 to like 12 is when I just grind mode. That's when most of my meetings are. I work, And then I'll have my second meal, and then I'll speed this up a little bit. And then, sorry.
I'm here for it. You don't take understand. We're virtual people.
I'm sure someone out there will take some of these tips. But I'll have lunch there. So usually it's like beef, eggs, like a breakfast meal is for my lunch. And then I go into my second workout, which is usually like a cardio session or like more of a HIIT style, depending on the day. I usually do a run or a bike 3 to 4 times a week. And then the other two or three, I'll do like a HIIT style, like a 30, 40 minute Metcon, something around there, just like more fun handstands, just messing around in the gym. And then right after that, I have my recovery session at around like 3:34, which is sauna and ice bath. And so I'll do a contrast there. And then I have sunset dinner, all that good stuff with Brindley. So pass it over to Brindley there, but it's time blocked.
Your cocoa.
And then my cocoa at night. Yeah. My dessert. But
I didn't catch this if you said it, I'm sorry. What time do you wake up?
Oh yeah.
Around six to 6:30. Yeah. So nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of like, so my, that gap there, I have a lot of downtime where I'll read, I listen to some worship music and stuff between 6:30. I have that time to have my cup of coffee, kind of chill until 7:30. I just want to be in the gym, starting the warm up is kind of my, that area changes depending on the morning and how I feel, but 7:30, I just want to be in the gym starting the warm up is like my non-negotiable. I try to do every day.
Yeah.
Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill.
Well, mine isn't as specific. I do like routine, but I also am more like go with the flow kind of. But I start my day around the same time, 6:30-ish. And then my morning non-negotiables, my morning routine is my favorite thing in the world. You can't make me change it for the world. So I wake up and brush my teeth and then tongue scrape. We have this like metal tongue scraper. I don't know if you've ever tried one of those or if anyone listening has tried one, but they have so many benefits. And you just have such good breath throughout the day. Like it's better than scrubbing with a toothbrush for sure. But that's a side tangent. After we tongue scrape, we go downstairs and I ice roll.
That's
people listening are like, you're psycho.
So I'll get one. I will get one for you and I will tell you.
You have to do it at the same time now.
I had one and Brittany made fun of me for it.
Oh, she's getting called out.
Called out, Brittany.
Really?
I had one and I loved it. I don't even know how to do it, to be honest.
Every morning,
crawling in a hole of your tongue is truly alarming. Like, you would be so surprised at what comes off of that tongue in the morning. It's crazy stuff.
Her mom is a yoga instructor, and so she like gave it to us and had this whole little like booklet because everyone was kind of doing it, and like all the benefits that it has, like mentally and hormones and everything. And I was like, every day, I there's no day I go without it. I pack it, travel with it, everything.
I used to use one. I did. I really did. I'm sorry, Darian. I'm buying one. Okay. So you ice roll.
So I ice roll. And while I'm ice rolling, I sip my greens. Athletic Greens is what I drink in the morning before coffee. I used to swap it and I just listened to a bunch of podcasts that told me to try swapping it back. And I've noticed a big difference in just like how I feel energy wise throughout the day. So now I do greens first. Well, and then I drink coffee after. We do kind of the same coffee, just a little bit of collagen, honey, black coffee, and almond milk. And then I take probably 5 to 10 minutes to read. I have a little devotional I read every morning, kind of write out a to-do list and I guess just go over anything urgent, texts, emails, things that just need to get done right there. I pay a little bit of attention to. And then I try to get my workout started in the morning too, a little bit behind his schedule. So maybe like 8 a.m. But I ease into it slow too. I do a lot of stretching, maybe a sauna warm up, all of that. And then work out for about an hour. And pretty much after my workout, my day is kind of all over the place. So depending on what I have to do that day, whether it's Zoom calls, meetings, recording content for brands, recording workouts for the app. It's always so different. So I don't really have a schedule with that. I basically just have a time block of like 5 to 6 hours of just sit down, get stuff done. But I will say the one main thing during that time block, I always time block a lunch period because if I'm not in the sunshine at 12 o'clock, I have the worst day. So I have to get out in the sunshine and go on a walk with Ziggy, which is our dog.
Every day. Same exact time. She's like, now I gotta get the sun.
That's probably my biggest non-negotiable of the day is get out in the sun. Sure. Yeah. And work until it's time for dinner. We always do sunset together. So that is another non-negotiable, like no matter what we're doing, like we're going to sunset at 5:30 or whatever time it is now. Sunset and dinner. And then the day is pretty much over. End with Kaizos and that's it.
That's amazing.
She's a hustler. She works all day. Like she's editing. Yeah, she's a savage.
I'm sure you too, Brittany. You probably are very similar on a lot of content-based stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, I guess the influencer title, whatever that used to kind of, the word people used to use at the time, got a bad little rep. But like when I met her and she was kind of starting to do it, I was like, dude, you are like working more than I am. Like as a business owner in the big time world, like whatever. I was so, so shocked. And after that, I was like, respect to every single person pouring their heart into wannabe or already there. Cause like y'all commit everything to it. And it's crazy to me watching her do it. And that's one of the biggest things I say to this day, probably something we might talk about, but what she's impacted me about is like watching her work ethic. Cause I thought I worked hard until I saw what she was pouring into, like what she wanted to be and to continue to grow and touch more people and all that stuff. And I was like, she's different. I just did not think that was the case.
That's so sweet. My heart, I'm melting.
that's respect to both of you guys. Like, y'all, it's crazy what goes into it. I don't think a lot of people fully understand it. And for me, I'm not really in it like she is. I can sit on the outside and be like, dang. And that's why I always brag about her. Cause I was like, I don't think people know what you guys have to do. Like, it's a lot.
You know, we started actually, not many people know this. She kind of started her journey in Minnesota when we lived there. I worked at a big hospital out there as a nurse. And we kind of started a YouTube channel like together. And the amount she wanted to do, I couldn't keep up. I was like, babe, I don't want to do this. I can't, like, the amount that you want to do, I can't keep up with. I will support like whatever you need. I'll help you take pictures. I'll do all that.
So we've had sit down conversations where that was close. No, that is the exact same thing. I've had to sit down and be like, Bryn, I want to do this with you, but like, we got to figure out a route where, like, scheduling, like how you're recording, like you're wanting to do it all day, every day. And I don't know if I can hang. Like, we've had that.
She wakes up, she works for a couple hours. Vinny wakes up, she's on him. Then he takes a nap. She works during his nap, plays with him when he wakes up. And now we're working again. I mean, it is.
Yes.
It's an all day thing. And I, like, big props to you guys too. Having a kid in the mix of all of that, I can't imagine the level that just, like, it's probably so much harder with that. I cannot even imagine.
I can see my future just being a stay-at-home dad at that point.
Oh my
God. I love that. I support that.
Listen, don't tap me. School is extra hard right now.
Yeah, Derek always is like, should I just quit? I could, right?
Honestly, I could quit at the drop of a hat and be like, also, I've always wanted to be, I'm a wantrepreneur, but I just don't have the guts. So I'll just follow you, babe. Let's do it.
Hey, but then you'll have to hop back on YouTube. So,
if you quit, I bet she's going to drag you into some more. So,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
How much longer do you have?
I have a year and a half.
Okay. That's not that bad.
And
his face didn't even change. It's just like, yeah.
I like when I do enough that it'll be okay.
Okay. Okay. Brinley, I want to hear your take for Lucas.
Okay. The first thing that pops into my head is his joy. It's like something I've never seen in any other human before. He is just so good at talking to people, at being with people, complete strangers, no matter who it is. He just brings joy into the room so easily. And I don't know, he has this way of just making everybody feel so included and understood and listened to. And I think that is so cool because it's such a simple thing, but it's not something he has to think about or try to do. It's just how he lives his daily life. And whether that's in a business meeting or at dinner with someone or whatever it is, no matter where he goes, whether someone's watching or not watching, he just has this joy about him. So I think that's probably, that's probably the thing I love the most and the thing that motivates me and inspires me the most about him.
Oh, so tear up a little bit.
The world needs people like that. Goodness sakes. There are so many sad, unhappy people out there that just like, they can't be happy for other people. So they tear them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it.
I don't get it. I don't get it. There's not much support in the world. And that, like, I don't know why. Yeah. This world is so big. Why not, like, I don't know. They're not getting, I don't know. It's a very hard, like, concept because I don't see why you wouldn't support people because they're not really getting in your way. So, like, just allow them to do them and then support them along the way. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what's fascinating? When we're children, did adults ever tell you when you're, like, 4 or 5 years old, oh, I want to be Superman. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a firefighter. Did an adult ever say, oh, you can't do that? No, they go, okay, buddy, that's awesome. They want to cheer you on. Every first step you take when you're riding a bike, everyone's cheering you on. And you become an adult and all of a sudden dreams aren't as cool.
It's cool.
You want to cut college short to do that? That's a little risky. Everyone wants to get a degree. And all of a sudden it's negative, negative, negative. It's all of a sudden dreams aren't cool anymore. And so when you meet people like yourselves who just go for it, you don't care what other people say. You want to bring joy in the world regardless. I just think the world needs more of that. We need more of that light because it changes everyone you come in contact with, including us.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's one of the biggest things you said though, was not really caring what people, you know, say or the opinion or anything. Brinley dropped out of college, and that wasn't like, coming from a military background, for her, that was hard for really both of her parents. Her dad was, you know, wanting her to finish, and they were also supporting financially for that. So it was a very, like, tough situation, and she had to, like, sit down with them and tell them. And there was multiple people saying, like, hey, maybe just finish or just keep going. You only got a little bit left and all that stuff. So, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing you said, was just not really caring what other people say, or at least not taking it to heart and affect your decisions. Like, obviously, care what people say to an extent, because, you know, good or bad, you can learn from it, or it can be a booster, but just not take, like, you do you and your decisions, and not really let people affect that decision you're going to be making.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing in really in life, to be honest, because just taking it to heart, you can't take someone else's opinion on what you're doing, because you're really the only one that knows what you're doing and like what you're thinking. So you just do you.
Yeah.
Well, and you're going to, I'm sorry, Britt.
No, I love it. I love it. I'm here.
This is me, Darian's podcast.
Yeah, I know. We'll have breakout groups now.
You're going to get old no matter what. Do you want to get old and look back on your life with so much regret? Or do you want to get old and be just stoked with where you're at? I can do this all day.
Me and Dave will have this conversation alone, because like we could probably go on for hours about this.
You need to go on a one-on-one date.
I think the same way, exact same way, and I can keep saying it over and over and talk about it.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, what a great double date.
It is. I feel like we're really at dinner right now, just having a conversation with you guys. I love it.
Where's our tea?
Yeah, where's our...
Yes.
Is those hot chocolate?
Yes.
Pinkies up, everybody.
I'm curious, what are some tips? Because I know a lot of people are in relationships who might be listening to this or wanting to get to a relationship at some point. But what are some tips you have for balancing work, life, marriage, fitness, all of that together?
Yeah. We were talking about this before, actually, because it's something we're still working on ourselves. We're very new to Kaizos, actually. It's only how many months old? We launched 4 months ago.
Launch a month.
Yeah.
Month
and a half so ago. It's very, very yeah. new. Oh, wow, so yeah. And it's a daily process for us to try to balance, you know, work life and our relationship and social life and everything that goes into it. I think the main thing we do really well, or we've gotten to do really well, is scheduling out and sectioning different times of our day. Like, we know during our work hours, whatever hours those are, we kind of view each other as almost coworkers to some extent. Like, we have to be on top of each other and we have to be about business for those hours. But we know that as soon as whatever that time is over and we go into a different section of our day, we kind of have to drop that and go back to our relationship, because we can't carry that coworker vibe into our actual relationship, or there will be no boundary. So for us, that tangibly looks like how I was saying earlier, we always do sunset. Like, even if it's raining, no matter what, we try to just set aside that time to go see sunset and go do dinner together. So that's like a big boundary for us, is once that time hits, it's work is off and it's just relationship time, phones down, talking to each other, connecting, just being with each other. But yeah, I would say that's my biggest tip, is being able to section off different times of your day, to, especially when you are both working from home and with each other 24/7, you have to be able to find that boundary throughout the day.
It's honestly super weird. Like, cause I mean, we're at my desk and her desk is right over there. And so we're in the same room. And again, like we're just like still trying to figure it out, cause she'll come over and scratch something on my to-do list. And I'm like, you're like, what are you doing? Adding stuff. So like, we're still trying to figure that out, and it's hard. And there's a lot of things with the YouTube side and the TikTok is, you know, those are kind of our everyday lifestyle type things. So some of that, it's a lot harder, because maybe I'm trying to work out and I don't feel like filming right now, but she's in, you know, the Brittany Brindley mode, and y'all just want to go all the time. And I'm like, hey, I just want to sit in the sauna and like chill for a sec. And she's like, oh, could we jump out and film something? So we're still like,
like she's like,
she's like, we just got a TikTok. We just can do it real quick. I got a cool trend. I'm like, okay, fine. No, but we're still trying to figure it out. And some of that is harder, because as much business we're doing, we're also doing the lifestyle, like YouTube stuff. And so we're new at it. We're learning. But the big tip is like finding sections of the day, whether that's out tanning, walking Ziggy. It's cool having a dog now, because we have to walk them. So we have to get outside and walk together. And then sunset and stuff, but we're still trying to figure it out. We have our bad days, good days. Just trying to maneuver that like business relationship side of it.
I think too, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but talking about how he has some strengths that I'm weaker in that area, and I have some strengths that he's weaker in that area. I think it took a little bit for us to figure out what those are and identify them. But once we did, it really helped us in our relationship with business-wise stuff, because we're both very independent people and we love to do it our way. But once we figure out, okay, maybe you're a little bit better at that specific area than me, and I'm able to release my grip of control and kind of give it up to him, and he's able to do that in a different area for me, that helped us a lot as well, is just being able to kind of say, like, you're better at this, I'm going to delegate that to you, and you're going to do this for me. So I don't know, that helps a lot too.
It's a weird thing. I think I learned a little bit from starting the business with my best friends. And so we were able to like learn from that, or I was personally, and then kind of know that I'm going to have to give her some, even though like I want to keep my hands at everything. Like, okay, you're just like straight up better at this than me. Even though sometimes it's still not exactly what I would do, I just know you have a better eye or better decision making on those type problems.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like time blocking. Oh, that is everything for me. That's something I need to be even better at. But that for me is the only way I can guarantee I'm getting certain things done. And also just blocking off that nighttime routine. I wish we could do sunsets like that. Oh my God. You're making me want to move to Florida. You're making me miss California when we live there. We're just in Detroit in the snow right now. So like,
is it snowy there?
I can't tell you every at least once a week we look up like sunniest cities in the U.S.
Yeah.
Aww,
like, where are we moving? Florida, here we come.
We got to chat maybe offline about how you guys are like in Florida.
Yeah,
come on down.
Come visit. Seriously, come check it out just for a weekend. See if you like it. You can always stay.
We got a bedroom. Come on.
Come on.
Good old Florida. Do you have any last tips you want to give on creating your dream life? For me, I love looking at you guys both, an amazing power couple. You're into health. You're into fitness. You have the entrepreneurial life.
Easy to look at, to be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, well, likewise, you guys.
Oh, Darian.
We're twinning anyway. So you're basically looking at yourself. So.
Yeah. Wait, but do you post these as videos? Will people be able to see this?
No, but I can, you know, I'll take a screenshot. Everybody smile.
I tell her that all the time. I'm like, you should just set up a camera or just record video.
Oh my gosh. Wait.
I watch that. Maybe I'm partial. But I watch that.
You know, it's one of those extra things that's like just one more thing that just break my back.
I know. I feel
one
you.
One more thing. I'm like, ugh.
We talk about that all the time too. Sorry, I know you asked a question. You remember?
No, I need the pod. I just need like an assistant. Like if there was a studio and I could just show up to the studio and someone did all of it and like upload it in the video, like I would literally pay somebody so much money to do that for me. But you know, we're just not in an area where that's a thing.
Like fly your guest out. Would you ever do that?
Oh yeah. My dream is to like have our own gym. And then like in the back is my like office where I have a podcast studio. So like people could come out, record the podcast. You get to like work out in our gym together. You know, Bryn and I will be filming content forever, but
yes.
The other guests, they can relax.
Lucas, you know? And I will chill in the sauna.
No, that is like the
sauna talks.
I love it.
Talks. Yeah.
Well, please have us back on when you have your gym. I'm looking forward to it.
That would be so fun.
Me and Darian will start a podcast, Sauna Pods.
Yeah.
Sauna Pods. Sauna
Pods. Not a bad idea.
But you have to be in the sauna.
Yeah. There's one girl I follow that does podcasts on her surfboard. She literally has a waterproof mic and does it while she's surfing. So anything's possible.
No limits.
Yeah.
So she's just out there thinking and she just talks to the mic and just so like creative. Has a good time out there.
That's the most zen podcast ever.
Mm-hmm. You catch a wave and you just hear like freaking out and stuff, and then she's off and just talking about something peaceful while she's waiting on a wave.
So cool.
Hold on, guys, I gotta go catch this.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Okay, but your question, I already forgot what you asked.
What are some tips you would give about creating your dream life?
Okay, I think I would say there's always this idea of a dream life being a destination or someplace you're kind of gonna arrive to. But I think it's more so making your dream life your daily life. So it's not some perfect, picture perfect thing you're going to arrive at someday. I think of it as like creating little habits and doing things to live optimally each day. And that's what my dream life would be to me. So it's not so much saying once I get to this amount of money or this amount of following or have this house and this and then this and this, that's not my dream life. It's more so being happy and peaceful and content in my day-to-day life and like accepting that it's not perfect. It's not a perfect life. It's just a happy, peaceful, content life. So I would say living like that. And I guess tangibly to give some
getting air claps.
To live, because I know that sounds like really easy when I just say it, but to put tangible steps into that, I would say, I don't know, cultivating little habits that you do every single day that do bring you peace. So for me, that is taking time in the morning to read for 5 to 10 minutes. That sets my day up with so much peace throughout the rest of the day. And then getting a workout in every day. I mean, that's dream life for me because it truly makes me feel good from the inside out. It makes me feel strong. It releases endorphins in my body. It does so much for me. So those are two little habits right there. Finding a time to make a healthy meal. I think cooking, like cutting vegetables from scratch and actually cooking, is so therapeutic for me and so fun. I don't know if you guys can relate. I'm a foodie, but I love cooking. So just filling my day with little things that actually bring me joy, bring me peace, and bring me like my version of success in my day-to-day life, rather than waiting till I'm at some point in my life to call it dream life.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off that and say it's more of like, for me personally, it's kind of like the mindset that I have towards life. And I have like two or three things that I feel like shape the way I just want to live. And that's every day is, you know, coming at life in a grateful way, like out of gratitude, and everything I step into is just being super grateful. I've cried countless times working out just because I just get overwhelmed of like, yo, I can actually do this and I'm able to do it.
Wait, can I say something real quick? Yeah. I walked in the gym with him, like tears streaming down his face. I'm like, babe, what's wrong? And he's just like, I'm actually just so grateful. Like there's people that maybe can't move their legs or can't move their arms, and I can lift weights right now. Like I'm just so grateful. And that sounds so silly and simple, but when you think about it, it's so true. And just a side tangent, but yeah. I thought that was the sweetest thing.
And that's the simplest, like just fitness. So that's physical side of it that it just hits me really hard for me personally, you know. And there's other sides that I'm able to have, like a wife, able to have a family, like my parents are still alive, a sister, like I'm able to have, like, there's so many different things that you can take that gratitude towards. For me personally, I just see it all the time in my physical life, just because I love being active. And so it hits me a lot. And so I just try to take gratitude in every step that I'm going to, whether that's business, if that's life with Brinley, life with family, or my fitness journey. And then I think the other side of that, when you combine both of them, for me personally, a dream life, if I had to give someone a tip, is like having that mindset towards life and then finding your true passion, like what you're passionate about. Like, and I know a lot of people say that, but it's something that actually brings you alive, that nothing else matters. Like, so for me, that has always been health and wellness, like just fitness, whether that's helping other people or my own journey of becoming better. That's just been, I just love it. I love business as well, but that's just like my passion. And I've just tried to center my day and my life around just being active, whether that's helping other people or just me personally becoming better. And so when you combine that gratitude out of and coming at everything in a grateful way, and also finding your true passion and combining those two, for me personally, that's a dream life, because I can't go wrong every single day, because I know I'm passionate about what I'm doing and I'm always grateful, and I'll never take it for granted.
I love that. It's funny you say the tears things, because I feel like most people would be like ashamed to admit that, but it's so important to realize that gratitude every day is going to shape the rest of your life for good. Because like so many people get to an end goal, you go, oh man, I'm gonna lose this much weight, and then you get there and you were so miserable doing it, because you kind of all you looked at was, okay, this much pounds, and you get there and you're like, well, hold on, what do I do now? You're like, this doesn't feel like I thought it would.
It's not fulfilling.
You
look
back and you realize you were miserable throughout the whole journey, so you got to be happy during it. But I was just gonna say, Lucas, the other day, actually, I did that. I kind of just spontaneously started crying, just like sitting next to Vinny.
Oh,
no, you were there. And he goes, are you okay, Dada? He doesn't understand that you could cry and be happy. And I'm just like, dude, I've made it. Like, yeah, I hate school, but that doesn't matter. Cause I've got I've got my family, I've got life. You just think about the simplest things. Like I can walk, I can lift this weight, you know?
Yeah.
And that's But I think the like a successful life, I swear, comes down to starting grateful, like being so grateful that you can walk. Because then every little thing just starts to stack, and you're, whether it takes you a day, a month, a year, whatever it is, after those stacks of that gratitude, I swear it will change anyone's life to pursue bigger and whatever dream they want to do, if you can center it in a like a state of gratitude.
Yeah. I think gratitude can also take anything negative that happens in your life and change the trajectory to make it into a positive thing. And that doesn't say to take away from, you know, any hardships that you walk through or really sad things, obviously feel those things. But I think gratitude can change something in your mind to say, what can I learn from this? How can I grow from this situation? And it truly is like magic in the way it takes you from a negative to a positive and just changes the way you go about your life.
I'm so sorry. Can I say one more
thing? No, go, please.
So I just want to tell the viewers, you know, Brit's fam, the little fam out there, people will like make you feel like having too much gratitude or having so much positivity is like a weird thing. You will have people. I was at the hospital the other day. I was up at like 3 a.m. There's no reason I should have been happy, but I was walking through the halls. I had a pep in my step. I was like, good to go. And this guy in the hallway, he's around like a whole crowd. And he just says, some people have too much energy this morning. You know, just the most like, I'm like, wow. Oh, you're unhappy without telling me unhappy. Like, stop that. And it kind of affected me. I was like, oh, that's annoying. Like, why are people like that? Because I just let me be happy, you know? Let me be happy. Yeah. Don't tear others down. So if people are like that, seriously, just know that there's people out there that just don't want you to be happy for some reason because they're unhappy. But if you give that same person a smile, you might change their day. So you be the positive light in the world. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about what other people are doing, because you're always going to kind of have those naysayers out there, unfortunately. So just make it a goal to be that person that's going to bring light.
Preach.
Absolutely. That's so good.
Sonopie comes down.
Dang. It's taking the show.
Okay. So we're booking a flight to Florida. Sonopod.
No, hey.
Yes.
We'll text you.
Yeah. We'll...
Okay.
Because we actually have a trip coming soon. So we might just.
Amazing.
Okay. So the very last question that I always like to ask on the podcast is, what's one thing you would tell your younger self? I love this question.
Ooh, that's a big one. You want to go first? You want me to?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I think on that topic we were just on about being grateful and, you know, taking the little things, like being grateful for the little things. I think my previous younger self was... also have a side of OCD and like perfectionist in me, which is why I'm as successful and I've like done the things I've done, just because I've pursued them so hard and like worked my butt off to make them perfect. So I would tell my younger self and anyone listening that might be in that situation, like actually step into those little things. Like I was a soccer player pursuing college. Number one goal in life was to go pro. And I was trying to be perfect at that. And I think I, not wasted, because it built me to who I am today, but there was a lot of time in my early age that I obsessed over that so much and beat myself down for not being perfect, that kind of scarred me in a lot of depression and all that kind of stuff. So I would say really sit in those little things, really think about it. I know it sounds stupid when you're younger, because it did when people told me that, to be honest with you, like just sit in those little things, be grateful for the little things. Like when you get older, you're not gonna be able to do this stuff. All those things that people told me, I thought were very stupid, for the like lack of another word. And so try to not think that and actually realize where you're at, how fit you are, where your current situation, just sit in it and be really grateful. Because I feel at a younger age, it's really hard to do that. And for me personally, I didn't do that. That's what I would tell myself.
Love it.
And I think that's how I've matured and grew into that mindset, is because I kind of looked back and went, wait a minute, what was I lacking there? And I just wanted to grow from that state.
I love it. I think for mine, we say this a lot to each other. Lucas actually started saying it to me, and now it's one of the phrases we use a lot with Kaizos, actually. and it's become 1% better every day. And I think that's kind of cliche in a way, like it is thrown around a lot, but when you actually think about it, I know growing up, I had this mentality kind of all or nothing. Like I'm going to give 100% or it's not good enough. I'm going to go all in for this or it's not worth it. And I think those were the moments that held me back the most from reaching potential, like growing up all my life, whether it's with workouts or making new friends or going new places, whatever it is in your life that you're trying to do, it is better to get 1% better than to not do anything at all. So I think realizing that you don't have to do some extravagant thing, you just have to do 1% of that thing. And over time it adds up and it ends up being this huge change. Like when you look down a year from now, but in the moment it might seem small and silly, but it really isn't. It adds up.
Over time. Love that.
The big thing you said there was that better than not doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like because some people are scared to move and they don't. But it's like, just get up and walk. Like, Just get up and take that one step. It's better than not doing anything. And that's kind of what the whole phrase with Kaizo Suite wanted to share to the world was like, this isn't just to the fitness people, just the elite athletes, just to the moms or the people that aren't moving. This is just anyone and everyone that just wants to get better. But also we want to encourage people just to take that one step, that 1%, like whatever that is to you. If that's getting up and hopping on the meeting you don't want to a little early, if that's actually booking the call that you haven't wanted to book or whatever the case may be, whatever situation you are in, whether you are a CrossFit athlete or you are just trying to take that first step, like just that 1% matters.
Yeah.
Something's better than nothing.
The power of action is so, so real. Yeah. Just doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times the things that you do 1% at a time end up being a better result in the end, rather than the things you rush and try to do 75% real quick. Like it's better to take it slow, build gradually. I feel like those are always the things that are more fulfilling.
I think so too.
Man. I just love this. This is great.
I know, guys, we could do this for 3 hours. You're going to have to cut us off.
So fun.
It is really fun. Like to actually double date over the camera. Like it's not
that
as
bad. Sounds so true.
Those were the warm up questions. Now we'll go into the deep ones. I'm just kidding.
Because I've honestly not even felt like I've been on the podcast. It's just kind of like we're actually at dinner just talking. It's
total FaceTime vibes. I love it.
Well, and Brittany, I was thinking this too. We've met a couple times at Gymshark events, passing by and stuff. But I'm so glad that this is the first conversation we really got to have, because being on a podcast gives you the chance to actually go in depth and meet them, rather than at loud events, you're just kind of like, oh, hey, where are you from? Kind of small talk stuff. But we actually got to know each other on like a deeper level with this. So I'm really thankful.
That's actually the number one reason I started the podcast, is because there's so many other creators out there that I love. And I'm like, the only way I'm going to be able to actually get to know you like is to have a podcast. So it's a great way to just get little feelers out there, see who you vibe with, and have a nice 45 minute chat. And sometimes they go an hour and 15 and you're like, we could do this all day.
Finding other creator friends seems difficult. Like other people, because no one understands this, right? I even had a friend talk about it. Like, if I was good looking and started an Instagram, I'd probably be successful. You know, just stupid stuff like that. I'm like, you guys have no clue.
How hard.
And so it's like, it's nice to have people in your circle who really get it, you know?
Yeah.
The amount of people that just say, I'm going to quit and just become like a TikToker, or I'm just going to become a YouTuber, just like quit everything. I'm like, it's not that easy. It's a lot. You're just quitting one job to just go to another. You know that, right?
I'm hard. So glad we got a chat too. Thank you for.
Thank you guys for having us on. This is so much fun.
Go ahead and drop all your socials, all of them. Where can everyone find you? And everyone needs to spam you. So
that's a funny story, real quick. Side note, the amount of
you guys have like 10.
They went from like Brynn Lou and then to like a Brynn Lucas Fitness and then to just Brynn and then back to Brynn Lou.
Yeah, there's quite a bit. I would say the main ones are Brynley.joiner and then Bryn and Lou on Instagram. And then Kaizos is just Kaizos, KAIZOS. And all of those are the same on TikTok. Our YouTube is the JFam. And I think that's it. But they're all like cross connected. So if you go to one, you'll find the other.
She forgot.
I know.
Oh,
I was going to shout it out because yours is the only one I stalked.
Do you know what it is, Darian?
It's Lucas Joyner, right?
No, you have a
straight up. It's just Lucas Joyner.
Oh, wait, you guys do have the same last name? I thought you said you didn't change them.
Just like I say, I'm Brinley Joyner, but technically on legal documents, I'm still Brinley Lacey. But
okay, yeah. Okay, I see.
We'll handle that later.
I didn't know. But yes, mine is Lucas Joyner with a K, and then all her accounts that she runs, all of them. she kills it.
Awesome. I'm so impressed. I'll have them all linked in the Instagram. You guys will have to send a photo for the podcast.
Yes. Sounds so crazy. Good.
We can just use the screenshot that we
took. Okay, I look crazy in the screenshot. My eyes are closed.
Wait, I want to do one.
Okay, yeah, I'll do one on the phone. I'll just do one on the phone. No, Brinley, you take one first.
Okay.
I will send you the screenshot.
The chat base.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Cute. Okay, you take yours.
I'm smiling so hard. My eyes are closed. I can't help it.
No, you need to.
Okay, pull. Ready? One, two, three. Wait, Darian, come in close to me.
The chat there you go. You got
to drop
it.
Okay,
It's a little squint in the eyes, just kind of like a little.
You guys, my cheeks hurt from laughing so much on this.
Mine too. All right, well,
do y'all usually record in the afternoon like this?
If it's a guest and this is the only time that works, if it's with Darian, it has to be past 8 p.m.
Because he gets off work and then they record.
That's fair. Yeah.
And Vinny's asleep right now.
He snoozed.
When is he going to make his first appearance?
He is in the outro of the podcast. He says, bye, love you.
I've heard that. That's really? So cute. I think I've showed you that before.
He's got to sit in on one eventually.
Yeah.
What age is that? Is that another year or two? He can sit on one?
Maybe I'll have him in the intro just for you guys. I'll put him on. He'll welcome everyone. Darian, let's wrap this podcast up.
Let's go.
We'll stay on in chat, but you guys, thank you so much for listening. Everybody go check out Brinley and Lucas. You guys are a gem. Love you so much. And we'll talk to you all next week for some more fun and games. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
We'll be right back.